Yeah. hot claws or you took aspirin or something? You keep this coffee all over the place. When I was growing up, but after I was older, I had it. I had it, though. I had them all. You know I had older. I had all my children. My family. Before I had any trouble. And they never did in my school. I'm the only one who had teeth cut.
Your mama?
The only one. None of my folks, that I can remember, ever had any trouble with their teeth. And my mother died like this. So scared. She was close to 400 since she had anything here in my life. No. How old she was, but she had all of her teeth.
I didn't think about it being that.
My mouth is cold. Exactly how old she was. She didn't know. So she didn't
know. They didn't keep the track of her.
No. Thank you. time a hurricane is driven, sometimes what? It's the time you see about her granddad.
Which one is that?
You see, this is just his grandmother. She's been off the scene.
That's her little 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's him. She couldn't get him over there. She was dead. She tried to keep him, but she said one day. She heard him calling, crying out there in the yard. Going. If you don't worry about it, there ain't none of them doing it. He called this home. And he said he wants to.
So now is he in the shelter around the house?
Now, I think, really, his grandma, I think he can get some out. But, killing, killing, killing. They couldn't get nothing out of it. They couldn't get nothing out of it. So, and he was telling me to the case what he wanted to do. But my little sister just came out. One in his land. One that everybody takes. And one around that city. Now his wife, she got two. One in Fort Myers. And one around that. have no boys. And he said that the church left to the first wife child. Living in Atlanta, she was just the position of the church. And Willie, she didn't have a whole sister. That's just here in Florida.
So is she the youngest one?
Yes, she's the youngest. She's the baby of mine. Well, I guess so. I never had any feelings for him. I know that since he was born up, well, you see, this year was her two. She went back her first day. One of them died. And that left me. Well, she'll have some of his sisters too, going up there. He's along, like the cure. They made it from them here, so they all got burned. And all his boys, the boys he had, they left, they got them. He still is kind of rough on
them. You rough on the boys?
He's rough on all of them. Boys, girls, women, you know. The woman has his wife. You see, and him and her first married, I didn't know him. But I let him talk in the back. You see, her mother was leaving. I think so she took her frustration too. And she kept them till she died. Then, Lou's brother man, and he kept him a wife. And then his wife told him, they were not mine, I don't feel like I'm stopped from him. I won't take care of him alone. And he has to give him to the nurse. So he did. But then they had to do a little bit. I don't know what he was in. And she went to the doctor. It's kind of bad for her. But if I had children and man married me, of course I'd find out some of these things before I married. Of course if he didn't want me, he don't want my, he didn't want my children, he don't want me. And they have to. I'm all they got to come from. So if you don't want my children, I can do without you. He took them there, didn't he? Well, I must have put them there. This is a small. Oh, a small. You don't mind me listening. Really, she be fair. I think fair deal be fair. Really, she was a medical center. She had a few jobs. His granddaughter was crazy. She could be screwed. So, we don't have no more that them girls take pretty good care of. They try to see what they need. What you want, you get boys in the evening. You know, my boy did it, but they were out there between him. And I don't know him.
Yeah. Willie don't have any other family except his little boy.
That's all that he's got. Oh, you see, oh, he's just six children grown. His face is gone. He's got her family. Two boys. Different hooks to read. He's got his family. Yeah, too. You know, see your time to go about the place. You see, that was a baby. I just see him really baby. So the oldest boy, I don't know, he was just one thing. He married. They got one child, and his wife. And his wife keeps the baby the more. Well, and his wife, they don't get along so well. They separated by the way they get together.
They do.
No, they do some. It is why she took him down. He was staying down here by his mom.
And Preacher Taylor was, he had a whole nest of them, didn't he?
Yes, sir. He had three or four of his sister's children grown up there. And they got grown. They got out for the fall.
But he was right, he was right fickle.
Oh, he was. He was too sick. For him. To live like he did. You know, I think if he's going to be sick, I think they had a fresh day next to them. And then they meet.
It don't always happen that way.
No, it can't happen anyway. But most of them won't give them these babies a 10 days cooking it. You put the bell or fish to it. I'm glad they got him in foster. That'll rest his wife's son. He wouldn't do nothing she asked him to do. He was just like mom.
Yeah.
Just like mom. That was just his life after he was trying to. Perfect to me, so I probably didn't do anything. He never thought
of
it.
No. Well, now, but Preacher Taylor.
They see Taylor, he thinks he knows everything. They see he has children to come in and probably tell him what to do. That keeps him talking and fussing. So when he ain't there, and she asked him to do something, you know. He pushes her to his wife.
Yeah.
But she's going, eye. She said, "Dude, oh, now that really, she lost the rhythm. Right down to the roof. If you ain't gonna do so and so, you ain't no business doing it, and I ain't gonna let you do it. Well, now it's on." And he said that, he said it. And you know he ain't got to do with me. But not this other though. He not like her. He kind of likes her. Just to let him have his way. Whatever you say, you do.
Yeah.
But he ain't so good. He really knows.
He stand up.
Yes, sir.
And then he gets the popping.
Mm-hmm. He's getting on his way. If he looks at you moving, don't mind fighting. And he ain't able to fight now.
But
he talk about it. Talk about it. He really said, he tickles her sometimes, and makes her come. If you go on away from me, don't you come up with me, or just come sticking all beat this devil up. He said, well, you can't do that. And then he starts sucking, trying to get to his feet. He's going on that door, he's eating that.
He's on his way.
Oh, yeah.
And she wouldn't have done that back a few years ago.
No. But she just likes him, Mr. Mine. She just likes him. The way he just likes him. Think she knows everything. Nobody knows nothing. Somewhere with the blood and then somewhere with misdoing his duty.
Yeah.
But him, whatever he wants, he has it. He said things in no business saying, or they just funny.
Yeah.
Huh. You gotta talk about it.
Yeah. That's
and
crazy.
You know, that makes it bad.
That is it.
But he didn't bother me. I thought he didn't bother me. I think that's a church sometimes. He's talking to me all over the church. He's talking to me. He's coming to me. Sometimes he's coming to me. You know what? That's why he separated from my house 2 days. I make six from mammals in me. These four left me walking and picking up books and going on the book trying to pay up. So, oh, yeah, but laughing his granddaddy too. He laughed at him. Come on, look at him. Who's this that he wore? Oh, I don't know what's going on.
That way in church.
In church. And nobody said quit. I told you to do what it is. That's one thing you all did. And they had him ever since he was a baby. Yeah. And he got so unruly. Well, then really called her sick. Gonna take him. Oh. Yeah, he did, I guess. I know his grandma said that, and then he said, opinion. See, but she told Willie that Gracie was going back to prison. She said, "Oh, I can't take care of it. I can't handle it. Get the sun, enjoy it on your tail." Asked him, "You don't believe I shoot you?" Them too, to put that gun where he can get it. They were told he might, he shall say he will. I said, "That's soon as you get ready, I'm blow his brains out."
So, this is a sailor back?
Mm-hmm. But that's what you get when you don't testify. You don't tell him it's wrong to do this. You do it. Everything you do is funny.
Well, now, Reverend Taylor chastised his children.
He sure did. But he didn't chastise his boy.
But his children done all right.
But he sure chastised his.
He didn't let them misbehave in church.
Huh?
He didn't let them
prance
around in church.
No, sir. Oh, at home, if he was talking, they was quiet. Even outside. And in the church, they know how to set the church and be quiet. And walking around there. But that boy, he did. But it's going to be funny years to come about what to do. So you know if he didn't mind, and he might say, "Before I let him come like that, I'd get all the black off him. It wouldn't be nothing but red." And that's one thing I ain't say about him. Not saying he never give me no trouble. I raised them all up, right here. And so they school and I raised them, you know, they got it right here.
If you had something waiting for them when they got back to school.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now this time, yeah, I have, but, well, I know all students will be home when they come home. Mine always will. Now this time, yeah, I bake sweet potatoes. And they come, they get them a sweet potato, get them a candy, and go to their job. They do at home, get them all around, all four places.
Yeah.
I tell them now, when you come to see me, you do so and so. You do so and so. Well, I didn't have to be there at home to do it. I was telling him I was going away. Going to see it. When I told him it was done, if it wasn't done, they were doing on it. The children don't have nothing to see.
Well, now, but other people didn't make that children do what yours did.
No, but they stayed home or stayed somewhere there. I tell them, "When I ain't there, I don't want nobody's children to my house but mine." And then I know who's done that. Whole bunch of children get together. You don't know who to blame for. You keep your own home. I don't mind them coming when I'm home. I said, but I don't want nobody showing mixed up with mine, and I ain't there.
Yeah.
And he said, that's fair.
Well, even so, death has been mighty easy for yours just to slip out over there with them others.
Oh, yes, it could have been mighty easy. But they were scared of such. They were scared to take a chance on them.
Yeah.
They were home, and other folks kept their children coming.
Oh, did they?
Yes, sir. I didn't have no trouble with nobody showing. Of course, you see, I tell the king, I don't want your children to my house when I'm not there. Then if anything is done, I'll know who done it. And keep yours home. And I'll keep mine home.
And they feel like you did.
That's what I said. I know the television. I wouldn't even tell them. Bothered the children like so. God is. Now, she was everything. And I see since David ain't dead, they'll come with the boys, they'll come with Spanish and they'll come with Spanish and there they come. Well, they go right on in the house. Do whatever they want to do. And then, they stay around up in the yard as long as you want. Find it real easy. And I didn't have no stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't have no stuff like that. And I'm really home. Get my face. Get my children set of teeth. And they got up, you know. Yeah. That's something else I wouldn't have never thought about doing. Letting my children leave me and go to stay with somebody else. For them to wait on them when it's my business to do it.
That's one thing you didn't have to put up with.
No, well, I didn't.
Well, but now, these children don't get into trouble.
No, they don't get into trouble. If they do, I don't know. I don't care, I won't do nothing.
They don't cause the law. The law don't have to get after them.
No, sir. You see, if anybody get after them, yeah. Elizabeth would get after baby. And Benjamin, he'll get after them. They're the kind of child, ain't they? All of them. You know, here and there, and man and daddy put together. You tell them to do anything, they're going to be fine doing on it. Oh, see, you know, he'll get him with them and get right on it. And I stand in the middle of the road, and he'll be all in the hell. And now he don't get them now.
And won't wait for tomorrow to do it.
That's right. Yeah. Darn, whether they don't whoop them or nothing. They don't even testify. Now, I asked her something the other day about baby. You know, baby's going pretty sick. He had that fever. It took a funny time. He had a misery in his back and a misery in his head. And ask you to tell me what the doctor said for what time. So he said I still would do the trouble last week. And I said, he said, what's going on here? Because Elizabeth had to wait on by himself. So he could get something. Taking his own medicine. Some days it's months in the thing. He gets something. That don't make much. That don't make the children think too much. I don't believe it. They see just like you. He seems all right. Well, he said, he seems like that. And I guess he'll be all right. I'll be all right. I think I'll come home to call him. This is the place.
Well, that's nice. He don't cause him trouble.
No.
Don't any of Dorothy's children call it trouble?
No. Not yet.
So they don't have to mess around the jail house on account of their children?
No, so not yet.
It's the older ones that mess with it. It's the this boy over there, he can't quite keep straight. Elizabeth, poor man.
Elizabeth, what?
Yeah, her man.
Who? Crosby?
Her husband.
That's Elizabeth.
Her husband.
Her husband. Oh, her husband. Oh, I know what she meant. Hmm. He just... I bet you, if he was right now, he got him a can of beer or a bottle of beer. He drinks good.
Oh.
What? I wonder if he killed him when he got one before, that bullet before, he'd get like him. I'm just wondering if he's going to be a drunkard like this.
No, not necessarily.
Well, he drinks his whiskey, but he don't bother anybody.
Bailey?
Bailey, huh? He don't bother anybody.
The law, he don't bother the law?
No. He drinks. He gets food. You go home. Lay down. They don't close the door, he come there and go again.
The Darcy?
Yes.
And Elizabeth knows that's what he does.
Yeah. That's what he always can do.
Yeah.
Before he didn't marry, that's what he does. And she's married and he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, of course you have it.
Well, Miss Daisy, what, how does Doris and Elizabeth get, have to mess with the law?
With the law?
Uh-huh.
So how do they do?
Why do they get to have to fool with the law and the jail?
Well... on account of the children. Now, Doc's been there on account of her children. They do something, get in, and she goes trying to get them out of the room and James and Lee Brooks. And Elizabeth been in that too.
Oh, well, just driving too fast.
Yes. You know, Elizabeth had a wreck down here at Bowden. And they put there and wrecked his car. And now, when she had this wreck took care of, came here and James here was put in the hospital.
Yeah.
And together to the jail.
And don't care.
And they don't. You don't care. And just going on.
Now, Bailey, he don't drive when he's drinking.
He drives when he's drinking. But then every time you see him, Mr. Miles, he ain't drinking. Already drinking when he got an older drink, it's ain't he on his way at it.
And drive.
And drive. And I never seen of him driving reckless. I never heard of him being arrested.
Oh.
But God.
Oh.
And he never took nothing away from me. With his license and nothing. But God. I tell him sometimes, I said, Bailey, you're the luckiest man I know. I said, you drink all the time. And look like you're drunk and you're going where you want to go and stop when you get there. And he said, I know how to do it. I said, I know it. You must. It don't cost you nothing.
Well, now that's unusual.
That's unusual. That's unusual. But he does it. And been doing it for a while. And I guess he almost make a mistake for something.
Yeah. But he don't just have that.
Well, Elizabeth and Doris will go get him out of jail.
That's right. If they can.
Pay the fine. Huh? Pay the fine.
Yeah. Or get some mud, please.
They always find people now.
Oh, yeah.
Can't hardly go up and ask the policeman which way to go, but what he's going to give you a little fine for not knowing. You don't have any contact with the police.
Me? Who, me? No. No.
But you don't know what's going on.
No.
They
I don't care nothing about what's going on like that.
Well, they not like they used to be.
What's the police?
Yeah.
But you have business with them?
I've had some. They caught me every time.
Yeah, I don't have no business with them.
Yes, I run off the ditch down there one day, and they come along and find me.
They come along and find me.
He just ran off the road.
I ran off the road, got stuck on their own road down there, on the highway.
Yeah.
I run off on the wrong side. If I'd run off on the outside, Mm-hmm. It'd been all right. But I run off on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's against the law to run off on the inside. They wouldn't let me pull out myself. They had to call a record to pull me out.
Oh, yeah. You had to pay for this.
I remember Miss Liza down there. You know, the water was going down her little lane. The old people was along there one day with the graders. And she got after me and she says, look at how that water's going down my lane. Them people could prevent that. Well, I knew better, but I stepped out there and was going to ask the man on the grader. What he could do about it. And you know what he done?
What?
He practically run over me. I was standing there waiting for him to stop so I could ask him, and he didn't stop. He didn't even see me. He went right on. And I told Miss Liza, she had more influence with the highway people and the police than I did. But that's one thing, you see, about the black people. They think the white people can do things that white people can't do. Why you run me down? And all I'm going to do is ask them a question. Right there in front of Bessie. And she was, I know she was told, well, what in the world, Mr. Miles and Mr. Miles, he can't even
get out of the road.
He can't even get the road man to talk to the road man. That's where it goes.
Well, the water runs right down in your yard.
Yes, ma'am. But I have bombs.
Well, they don't.
They send me in, and I know it. And they know what to do to the road. They know how to do it. So if they want to, they can cut that ditch deep enough so that water would go on or stop in that ditch and go on out.
Yeah.
And they know that better than I do. I'm going to just ask them nothing.
They wouldn't do any good.
No, I wouldn't do no good. And I'm best to tell me, well, why don't you give them, tell them to clean that ditch up? I ain't not tell them, I tell them nothing. I ain't no false man.
Yeah. That wouldn't do a bit of good. Just all you do is just up.
Go on like you're going. And like you're getting going. So, yeah.
You know, I passed duties yesterday down here where Miss Amy used to live. Duty. And it just occurred to me, I never see anybody down there anymore.
You don't ever see nobody there?
I used to see Amy and well, I heard these other people. Came in particular. I used to stop there for every day or two. I'd stop and stand there and speak a little bit. I don't see anybody anymore. If I do, I don't stop.
Well, I don't hardly ever go there. You didn't want to go there. I don't know about it. Sometimes I see a car out there, and sometimes all the cars go.
Now, does she work? Mm-hmm. Does she work?
Come on, Nudie?
Nudie, yes. Mm-hmm.
She's been working on since this walker died.
Yeah.
You see, they have Evelyn there. And she's got two children. So she had the most of stuff to take care of them.
I didn't know about that.
Hmm?
I didn't know about that.
You didn't? You didn't know? Just walk ahead of woman there. She's blind. Old.
Yeah, but she hadn't got two children.
Hmm?
Is she the one that's got two children?
No, Francis got the children.
Yeah.
Moody.
Yeah.
Francis got the children.
Yeah, and this old woman.
And this old
yeah.
woman.
Well, she's been there.
Been there a long time. But she's still there.
Oh, I see. Well, they probably, the welfare probably helps her, don't you think?
Uh-huh. Well, you see, this old lady, she gets a check. Well, in Walker's lifetime, she took care of the check. For the old lady. So now, Nuda takes care of the check. But I've seen her